Senate Banking Committee votes on Clarity Act, Armstrong cheers markup. The U.S. Senate Banking Committee is taking up the Clarity Act on Wednesday, the market structure bill that would carve up crypto oversight between the SEC and CFTC. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong posted shortly before the session that the markup is a big opportunity to move America's financial system forward, a public push from one of the industry's biggest stakeholders as senators settle on final text. The vote arrives after a flood of amendments filed in the days before markup and lands during a soft session for crypto markets. As of May 14, 2026, BTC is trading at $79,503, down 1.3% on the day. ETH at $2,260, down 1.7%, and CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index reads 46 firmly in neutral territory. The legislative timing matters more than the tape today. The committee vote determines whether the bill heads to the full Senate before the summer calendar tightens. The bill the committee is voting on, Clarity, is the long-running attempt to fix the SEC-CFTC turf war that has shaped U.S. crypto enforcement since 2022. The House version, passed in 2024, gave the CFTC primary jurisdiction over digital commodities and left securities-style tokens with the SEC. The Senate banking draft, now in markup, keeps that split, but adds tighter language on stablecoin issuer carve-outs, broker-dealer custody, and a registration on-ramp for protocols that issue tokens before generating revenue. The Senate committee received more than 100 amendments ahead of today's session, ranging from technical clarifications on decentralization tests to harder amendments restricting where digital assets can interact with bank-holding companies. Several of those amendments track the same priorities raised by the Reid bill earlier this month, which sought to block crypto from federal tax payments and FedMaster accounts. Today's markup is where that pressure either survives in the final text or gets stripped. Armstrong's comment is a signal more than news. Coinbase has spent 2 years funding industry advocacy through Stand With Crypto and direct lobbying, and the company's quarterly earnings continue to be shaped by U.S. regulatory cost. Public endorsement from a sitting CEO of a NASDAQ-listed exchange is unusual on the morning of a committee vote, and it telegraphs that Coinbase reads the current text as acceptable enough to advance. That posture matters because the industry has not been unified on every line of the bill. Some DeFi-focused builders have pushed for harder protocol carve-outs, while bank-aligned issuers have lobbied to keep stablecoin yield outside the bill's scope. Last week, banking trade groups sent more than 8,000 letters urging senators to block stablecoin yield provisions. A yes vote out of committee today does not resolve those fights, but it pushes them to the floor, where the politics shift, stakes for issuers and users. If Clarity clears committee in the Senate, the practical effect over the next 12 months is regulatory certainty for token registration, custody, and exchange listings. That matters for any company building U.S.-facing payment rails, including stablecoin issuers and the exchanges feeding crypto card programs. A CFTC-led commodity regime for non-security tokens would lower the cost of listing assets that issuers like Crypto.com and Coinbase route into their card products. For self-custody builders, the open question is how the final text treats non-custodial protocols. Earlier drafts exempted truly decentralized systems from broker registration. Some of the pending amendments narrow that exemption, which would affect wallet-based card programs that settle on-chain rather than through a centralized issuer. If the bill fails or stalls, the alternative is another year of SEC-CFTC ambiguity and continued case-by-case enforcement. The market's quiet reaction today suggests traders are pricing the markup as procedural rather than determinative. The bigger move will come on the actual vote tally and the language that survives.